Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Carpet Claws, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 6th of April 2018. A common special condition to a residential tenancies agreement is a condition requiring a tenant to have carpets professionally cleaned at the end of their tenancy. It is absolutely the role of the property manager to ensure, where possible, that a tenanted property is kept in good condition and as close to similar condition at the end of the lease as to the beginning of the lease. In doing so, it is fair to expect that the carpets would be included in this responsibility. Unfortunately, the Residential Tenancies Act 2010 restricts certain clauses to be added to a residential tenancy agreement. Section 19(2) of the Act says, terms having the following effects must not be included in a residential tenancy agreement. 1. That the tenant must have the carpet professionally cleaned or pay the cost of such cleaning at the end of the tenancy unless the cleaning is required because animals have been kept on the premises during the tenancy. 2. That the tenant must take out a specified or any form of insurance. 3. Exempting the landlord from liability for any act or omission by the landlord, the landlord's agent, or any person acting on behalf of the landlord or the landlord's agent. 4. That, if the tenant breaches the agreement, the tenant is liable to pay all or any part of the remaining rent under the agreement, increased rent, a penalty, or liquidated damages. 5. That if the tenant does not breach the agreement, the rent is or may be reduced, or the tenant is to be or may be paid a rebate of rent or other benefit. Section 19(2) strictly forbids a clause to be inserted into a tenancy agreement requiring tenants to have the carpets professionally cleaned unless they have been approved to have a pet on the premises. Many property managers have been putting this special condition into their leases which, while it probably won't make the entire lease invalid, the clause itself will not be valid. Should a tenant dispute the clause and subsequent costs of professional carpet cleaning through a tribunal hearing, the tribunal will find in the favour of the tenant, at least on the matter of the carpets. While this is only a concern should the tenant dispute the clause, the other real issue for property managers is if the agency becomes subject to an inspection of New South Wales Fair Trading. It is well within the power of Fair Trading to inspect residential tenancy files within an agency to ensure compliance with the legislation. Items that can cause an agency to be found not compliant include the restricted terms listed above, as well as demanding a tenant be more than 2 weeks in advance of their rent, clauses requiring the tenant pay water if the property is not separately metered, and leases that are not executed correctly. It is never too late to audit your own property management files.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.